Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is aligned with pro-migrant advocates. By Neil Monroe on July 21, 2022. The nation's pro-migration border chief says his policies match the pro-migrant goals of immigrants, not the goals set by Congress or the goals preferred by citizens. "I am, to a great extent, aligned with the expectations of the immigrant community," the Cuban-born border chief Alejandro Mayorkas told an audience at the Aspen Institute on July 19. "Those expectations match my ambitions for what we want to do at the Department of Homeland Security, DHS," said Mayorkas, who described himself as a refugee from Cuba. "They reflect, I think, the president's ambitions for what our country needs and who we are," Mayorkas said, echoing his prior claims that Americans must ensure their homeland is a nation of immigrants, not a nation for citizens. "It seems like he does not actually want to be the Secretary of Homeland Security, but that he views himself as the champion of illegal aliens getting immigration benefits in the United States," said Robert Law, the director of the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration at the America First Policy Institute. "He's got the wrong job if that's what his perspective is," Law told Breitbart News. Mayorkas was gently interviewed by MSNBC host Tree Minley. "Despite the economic damage that Mayorkas inflicts on Americans, including Black Americans, Lee did not ask him about the economic pain caused by the flood of foreign labor and renters." MSNBC is owned by Comcast, which uses Mayorkas' agency to import visa workers that displace Americans. Since February 2021, Mayorkas has dramatically expanded the policy of extraction migration, which pulls workers, consumers, and renters into the U.S. economy. This post-1990 bipartisan policy has forced down Americans' wages, pushed up their rents, expanded civic chaos, and spiked political tensions, while shifting vast wealth to the stock market, older investors, and coastal towns. During that period, roughly 30 million legal and illegal migrants have arrived, including at least 3 million legal, illegals, visa workers, overstays, refugees, and others, since Biden's inauguration. That flood has tilted the economy away from ordinary Americans, in favor of investors, migrants, and coastal property owners. This month, 75% of Americans who earn between $30,000 and $100,000 say their income is dropping amid inflation, says a survey by Primerica. That is a jump from 67% in March, says the survey, which also notes that people are cutting back on restaurants and groceries. Mayorkas insisted the border is secure, even though he also admitted that the migrants are not safe from death or rape. But his policy is to admit the vast wave of illegal migrants, so his vision of an orderly and efficient border is compatible with a vast wave of job-seeking economic migrants. "To the extent that anyone thinks anything is secure at the border, what they really mean is the processing centers where they are just waving people through," responded Law. Mayorkas has decided the interests of activist groups are more important than the interests of the American people who put laws on the books through their elected representatives for a reason, said John Feer, at the Center for Immigration Studies. He told Breitbart News. "Those reasons are plentiful, from concerns about the impact on the labor market, to public safety concerns, to national security concerns. There's a real impact from his non-enforcement agenda that is having a negative impact on families across the country in many different ways. And it leaves the public wondering what recourses are left to get the outcomes we thought we were going to get through the legislative process." Mayorkas, however, suggested that the public's growing opposition to his agenda is illegitimate. "The divisiveness in this country creates risk. And in that divide, come foreign adversaries who exploit it, who spread disinformation to drive people's behavior, who exacerbate the divide, and who have an interest in our weakness and our downfall. There would be less division in our country if the American people felt that the laws on the books were being enforced," responded Feer, adding. "His non-enforcement agenda is having a negative impact on families across the country in many different ways, and it leaves the public wondering what recourses are left to get the outcomes we thought we were going to get through the legislative process. What happens when a political appointee decides to ignore sections of federal law? What recourse do the American people have? His failure to enforce the law is immediately creating public safety threats. But, long term, it's doing damage to our democratic institutions." Mayorkas is a pro-migration zealot who has repeatedly declared his emotional support for migrants over Americans' interests. He has repeatedly described himself as a political refugee from Cuba in 1960, and he repeatedly declines to use his extensive executive authority to protect the economic, civic, and political interests of Americans. For example, he has decided that illegals can remain in the United States to compete for jobs and housing, as long as they do not commit violent crimes. Unlawful presence in the United States, alone, will not be a basis for immigration enforcement action. It is a matter of justice and equity as well, he told the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington in January 2022. The core founding principle of the United States is equity, and he is building an immigration system built on equity, Mayorkas declared at an April 2022 meeting hosted by Al Sharpton's National Action Network. Justice is our priority, Mayorkas declared at a November 2021 Senate hearing, adding, that includes securing our border and providing relief to those migrants who qualify for it under our laws. But polls show that voters are ready to punish the Democrats in November for enabling Mayorkas' extremist, migration-first agenda. A political rebuke in November would give the GOP leaders an opportunity to build a broad national consensus on migration in 2023, but only if they decide to bypass their pro-migration donors. Yet Mayorkas's pro-migration policies are still backed by fellow radicals in Biden's administration. Some governors are using migrants as a political tool, as a political play, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre said on July 20. We should be making sure that we're doing everything that we can to help folks who are coming into this process in a legal way and making sure that we do this in a safe way and a respectful way. And I think it's shameful that the governor's resistance is happening, said Jean-Pierre, a Haitian immigrant. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants plus temporary visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This federal economic policy of extraction migration has skewed the free market in the United States by inflating the labor supply for the benefit of employers. The inflationary policy makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to get married, advance in their careers, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration has also slowed innovation and shrunk Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multiethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits poor foreigners and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed migration advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. For example, progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. The polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration, but they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.